This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Changes in the way individuals spend can affect the economy at large. They can also affect government budgets, everything from parks to prisons. A new report out from the California legislature looks at how shifts in spending are shrinking sales tax revenue for states. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Sales taxes were designed as an emergency measure to raise revenue for state governments way back in the Great Depression.
And they generally only tax goods because in the Great Depression, that's what our economy was. It was a goods-based economy.
That's Joe Henchman with a think tank called the Tax Foundation. He points out that nowadays we don't spend as much on goods. Instead, we spend more on things like healthcare, rent, and education. Over two-thirds of the American economy is based on services,
which in most states are not taxed under the sales tax. That's why states have had to raise the rate over the last 30 or 40 years every so often in order to keep raising the same amount of revenue.
California now has the country's highest state sales tax, but the new report from the state shows that sales tax brings in a much smaller share of the state's revenue, 22% in 2012 versus 36% in 1979. To fill in the gap, California and other states have raised income taxes. Another approach is to tax services, from doctor's visits to nail salons. That's what New Mexico, Hawaii, and South Dakota do. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.